Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. January 2026 just wrapped, and if you missed the memo, we officially crossed the Rubicon on AI agents. These aren't cute demos anymore. They're production infrastructure running real businesses. Google Cloud dropped a report showing Danfoss automated 80% of their email-based order processing. Suzano cut query times by 95%. That's not a pilot program, that's transformation. But let's start with the elephant in the room. Google's pushing multi-agent systems like they're selling cloud storage. Microsoft's packaging retail-specific agent workflows. Salesforce just turned Slackbot into an actual digital employee. And IBM's declaring 2026, the year orchestration becomes more valuable than the models themselves. Here's what's really happening. The tech giants realize something important. Individual AI tasks are table stakes now. The money, the competitive advantage, that's in making multiple agents work together seamlessly. Think about it. Anyone can build a chatbot that answers customer service questions. But can you build a system where one agent handles the inquiry, another checks inventory, a third processes the order, and a fourth schedules delivery? That's where things get interesting. Microsoft's retail suite is particularly clever here. They're not just selling AI tools, they're selling pre-built workflows for specific industries. Need personalized shopping agents? Check. Catalog enrichment that updates product information automatically? Check. Store operations that handle inventory and staffing, also check. For a mid-market retailer who doesn't have a team of AI engineers, this is a game changer. But here's where it gets really strategic. Salesforce's new Slackbot doesn't just live in Slack anymore. It connects to Microsoft Teams, Google Drive, basically everything. They're positioning Slackbot as the central orchestration layer for your entire digital workplace. That's bold. That's also going to force Microsoft's hand because they absolutely will not let Salesforce own the orchestration layer in Microsoft environments. Now, the standards conversation, this is where I get genuinely excited. The Linux Foundation launched an Agentic AI Foundation. We've got protocols with names like MCP, ACP, and A2A actually moving from concepts to implementations. Why does this matter? Because standards prevent vendor lock-in. And vendor lock-in has been the biggest barrier to enterprise AI agent adoption. IBM's prediction that orchestration is the new moat, they're not wrong. Raw model performance is becoming commoditized. GPT, Claude, Gemini, they're all pretty good now. The differentiation is how effectively you coordinate multiple agents to handle complex workflows. It's like the difference between having talented individual musicians and having a symphony orchestra. Same instruments, completely different outcomes. The Cloud Native Computing Foundation gave us something equally important this month, a governance framework. Their four pillars are golden paths, guardrails, safety nets, and manual review workflows. Translation: pre-approved agent workflows, automated policy enforcement, fallback mechanisms when things go wrong, and human oversight when needed. This is the playbook enterprises have been waiting for. If you're trying to explain to your security team how AI agents won't accidentally order $10 million of inventory, this framework gives you the vocabulary. Here's my take on what this all means. We're witnessing the industrialization of AI agents. The experimental phase is over. The standards are emerging. The governance frameworks exist. The pre-built solutions are shipping. If your organization is still treating AI agents as a research project rather than infrastructure, you're about to find yourself competing against companies that automated away half their operational overhead. The numbers from Google's report aren't flukes. 80% automation on order processing, 95% reduction in query times. These are the kinds of efficiency gains that compound. Your competition isn't just getting slightly better at specific tasks. They're fundamentally restructuring how work gets done. But here's the thing I keep coming back to. All these announcements, all these frameworks, all these success stories, they're creating massive pressure for every enterprise software vendor to add agentic AI features. Expect your CRM, your ERP, your project management tools to start offering agent capabilities by the end of this year. Not because the technology is particularly difficult anymore, but because customers will demand it. The question isn't whether AI agents will become mainstream infrastructure. That decision got made in January. The question is how quickly You can adapt your operations to take advantage of systems that never sleep, never take sick days, and can process information at digital speeds. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.